Okay, the call to meeting to order. We all stand for the pledge, please. Kelly, lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, before we get into the town business, we have a little presentation to do. Can I get Roland, Jolie, Doreen, and Matt come up front, please? Todd, Mrs. Aruda, if you want to come up, please? Back on November 19th, 2023, there was a real bad accident here in town of Moores. And there was four young youths that were in the accident, and these four individuals were in front of their house, and they were woken up in the middle of the night with some screaming kids, and they ran out, and they all helped them. Matt tried to get the young gentleman out of the car that was burning, and the three ladies were consoling the other three people that had already got out of the car. So we just want to, the town of Moores just wants to thank them for their, what they've done for the town of Moores and the residents here by stepping up and putting their lives in danger to help these individuals out. So that's why we're here. Todd, fire chief, was there. We knew what went on.
At this award, presented to Matt, Doreen, Jolie, and Rowan, for your unselfish act on November 19th, 2023, when you put yourselves in harm's way to help the young, adults after a tragic accident until firemen and EMS arrived. The town of Moores Board.
It was unfortunate that the young gentleman didn't end up passing away, but I think they were instrumental in helping these other three kids, you know, survive and get through it. So we really, really appreciate what you've done.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you very much.
Selfless act, you guys.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. And like we said, I mentioned to you when we spoke to you that night at the house, we had three trauma patients out of the accident. What you folks did to stabilize them. They were triaged and off the scene within 15 minutes. So that's pretty good. You guys helped out a lot there.
Just I don't know if anybody knows it too, but the car was pretty well engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
a very tragic situation. Thank you for
everything. Not everybody would have done what you did. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right, okay, now get into the town business. Chris Gilmore, highway superintendent, did not make it because he is sick. He did get a price quote on a new plow truck from Champlain Peterbilt. The truck is $183,000 and the plow equipment is $183,000. That's on state contract bid. So that's where we stand on that.
The plow was what? I'm sorry.
What's that?
The plow was how much?
$183,000. Same as the truck.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're looking at probably a year and a half, 2 years to get it, once we get it ordered, receive it. So, what's the board pleasure? Do we want to put one on order?
Yeah, when I was talking to Chris earlier, it seemed like it was going to be more like 2 years plus before we got it.
Yeah, well,
the earlier we order it, the better chances we have keeping the price locked.
Well, and what he was telling me tonight too was the problem, a lot of the problem is the plow equipment.
Yeah.
They're taking 7 to 8 months to put the plow gear on because they're so far behind. But, you know, that's, yeah, that's my feeling also. I think we should at least get it on order.
Is there any other bids, Jack?
What's that?
Is there any other bids?
Didn't get any other bids, no. That's state contract, so it's going to be, it'll be pretty much the same. Okay. So somebody want to make a motion to go ahead and...
I'll make a motion to go ahead and get the truck on order.
Okay.
I'll second.
Ryan, second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. All right, thank you. Pretty much all he had for the moment, he's only stated that they're in need of another pickup truck, so he's going to get some quotes on another pickup because I guess the red one is transmission just about shot, so he's going to get some quotes for the next meeting on the pickup truck, just a plain Jane. Okay? Anything else under highway?
The new blue truck, I guess, they're just waiting for... to get it, they're doing some of the work on it to get the before they send it up to the body shop to have it finished up, but they're just waiting for parts. We just can't.
Right. Right. Okay. And also, I don't know if everybody's got a copy of the memorandum of agreement for the assault shed. I don't know if you had a chance to read it over. Looking for the okay to go ahead and sign it, get the ball rolling on the salt shed. What it is, it's a memorandum from the Lake Georgia Regional Planning Board that they're going to take care of do the billing and stuff, and then, you know, they're going to like $1,700 per quarter. $1,750 per quarter for a maximum of $21,000 for them to distribute the money on the $500,000 grant that we got for the salt shed. So just for so we understand, that's what's going to take place. Are we good with that, or? Okay. All right. I'll sign that and send that back to him. Okay.
Do you need a motion to?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
On that?
I have a motion.
I'll make a motion. We have them on the meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Carried. Thank you. Okay. Library. Going on to library.
Well, February 29, I've heard of the Daughters of the American Revolution for years, but I never heard of the Sons of the American Revolution, but there is an organization. Yeah. And they came on February 29 to the library, and they donated this book to our library. It's called Congress's Own. And it's available to be taken out, anybody, you know, wants to get it. It's about a Canadian regiment with a lot of local people that were involved in the American Revolution. And the reason they donated this book to us is because Benjamin Moores was a big part of that regiment. And Benjamin Moores is why we are called the Town of Moores. And it's spelled that way because that's the way he spelled his name. So I just wanted to let everybody know that it is available in the library, and there are references in it. It's not about Benjamin Moores alone. It's about the whole regiment, but there's quite a few pages in here where they talk about Benjamin Moores. So that, and I guess an interesting note is one of the members, you know, that there were three of them that came, the Sons of the American Revolution, and one guy just kept saying, "Wow, this is a beautiful library." He said, this is a gem. And he said it a couple times. So, yeah, I really think it's oh, yeah. It's nice. It really is nice. But that's available. We all know Gerald LaValle. was a member of our board, library, for many years, and he's a great carpenter, and he did a lot of work for us. And he retired as a board member from the library in December. But we got him back. He's volunteering to build us more shelving. We got a grant last year to get more books. We do need more space, and we do have the space to put more shelving. But Gerald is volunteering his time, and he does a great job. We had another guy do it from Shazy, and he can make them look just like what the other guy did. So you can't tell the difference from it. I just thought everybody should be aware that Gerald is really putting in a lot of time and still helping the library, even though he's retired from the board. Tomorrow, Mitch Willett will be at the library. This is for, we call it a memory cafe. And it's a chance for people, especially those that have to take care of others, et cetera, to get out, get to the library, and enjoy some music for an hour. And Mitch really does a great job of picking a variety of songs, and a lot of old favorites, et cetera. And so tomorrow, if you know, especially seniors, come on out and have a good time at the library at 1 o'clock with that. On Mondays at 10 o'clock in the morning, we've started what we call chair yoga. It's for seniors. And you do most of the exercises and the yoga, whatever, sitting down. And you still get pretty good stretch exercises, etc. So there's some flyers back there. We left them on the table. This information is available on our Facebook. It's available on our website. But some people like a hard copy. If you know somebody, might you grab one. Anybody, grab the copies of that yoga flyer. Pass it around to others. Anybody that might be interested. That at the same time, there's hard copies of a summary of our annual report. And you can grab those. I gave one to each of the board members. It's a color copy. So you have a copy of a summary of our annual report. And anybody else would like a hard copy, it's there. Again, it's also available on Facebook and on our website. And beginning April 9, it's going to be at the Moore Senior Housing. And we're going to offer an iPad Essentials course. iPad Essentials is a beginner course, assuming you know very little about an iPad. And it's geared for seniors. Seniors generally considered 60 years old and older. And we're expecting several, like the senior housing, to pick this course. But there will be quite a few other openings, probably as many as 5 to 8 openings or whatever. And so, anybody else in the community, seniors that would be interested in an iPad course, you do need to register. You have to call the library or talk to one of us or whatever, and register, because it is limited. I believe 14 would be maximum. But we get the iPads from the Clinton Essex Franklin System in Plattsburgh. You don't get to keep the iPad, okay? It's just for the course. But you'll be able to learn there's quite a bit you can learn from that. So again, we're encouraging anybody in the community to sign up if you're interested. Okay, and
if this is in your planet curriculum, so it's geared for seniors. So it's slower paced.
Slow pace, yeah. Yeah, I help teach it, so it's really slow. I guess that shortly after last month's meeting, we got the word that the grant that we were able to get last year from the American Library Association, this is why we're doing stuff at the senior housing, there was a follow-up grant, and we heard that we did get a follow-up grant to what we did last year. And we weren't allowed to say anything until about a week ago. So I'm going to ask Norma. Norma and Lisa here are two of our three co-directors. And I'm going to ask Rhoda if you could fill us in more about this grant.
First, round one, again, our target population is seniors, especially seniors with disabilities. And this has been doing a lot of work at the senior housing. Let's say,
Peter, some things you're doing. Okay, so we are working with them weekly. We have coffee conversation that they become my friends. The residents there range from, I would say, 60s up to, there are some younger residents, but the people I've been interacting with, up to 101 years old. And we are teaching them how to use the smart TV. We've had conversations about where the used to work. We've had, and just last week was the smart TV. And actually, that in and of itself was great because the 101-year-old came up and wanted to learn first. So it's been a lot of fun working with them. Tomorrow, we're also going to be having a little meal for them. We're going to have corned beef and cabbage, and we're going to have a little St. Patrick's Day celebration. So we have a really good time over there. And then we might walk over to the library and join in with the fun and have dessert and listen to the music. But we are having a great time with them. And hopefully, we'll have a few more times when we'll be able to work with the computers. And like Norman and Art said, they will be learning the iPads next. So it's really great.
And I forgot to say that each participant in the course gets the book that they get to keep. So, and this is again through the senior plan. You've heard of it in Plattsburgh. We are licensed, you know, to offer the curriculum.
You keep the workbook, but not the iPad.
So the that is round one of the Libraries Transforming Communities grant. And the round two, offered us $10,000. And the focus is to extend the program and to expand it, to branch it out a little bit. And the expansion is, we'd like to create an accessible flower or butterfly garden. We have
on
the library grounds. We have good grounds with a lot of lawn space. And when we go there, we'd like to see, we have a nice gazebo put up this year, and we'd like to see an accessible garden in there, and maybe a walk path, and a fade path to the gazebo. So, a big part of the grant is to have, again, the community conversations with the target population. Like, say nothing about us without us. So we want to know firsthand whether this is what our population wants. And if they don't, they don't get the money, we can do something else if there's a better need, you know, that they work. Okay? So that's our good news for today.
All right. Thank you. It's pretty ironic that they call it a smart TV and you got to be taught how to run it. Technology. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dog control. Stacy?
So we've gotten about 5 calls on some stray dogs. We've gone out to check for them. There was one on Gilbert Road, or there was actually 2 on Gilbert Road that we couldn't find. And then we had the one call that was on Facebook with the one dog that was down here laying on the side of the road.
Yeah, when I got hit.
I was in Plattsburgh that day, so Joe immediately went to where the girl was sitting and waiting with the dogs. And they ended up behind Hamilton's.
I chased it for 6 miles and couldn't catch the dog.
And
we got a call 2 hours later, the dog was back home in Altona.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
yeah.
It found its way back home.
Okay.
Just a hurting dog.
You couldn't get 10 feet from that. Yeah. You could tell the dog was skittish, you know, like dry treats, dry everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Got a call from the state police on a couple of dogs that were caged in they got a complaint, were caged in a garage. That's taken care of. I'm going to do a welfare check on that to make sure that they are not, she was told that they cannot be caged for 24 hours a day
mm-hmm.
in feces. So she took care of the situation and we'll do a welfare check probably tomorrow or Thursday to make sure that she followed what we were doing.
All right. And you have a follow-up on the case outside, the one outside of town here?
Yes.
On the two dogs?
Yes. Spoke with Deputy Bayshard quite a few times today and yesterday. And he did go out and assess this, you know, check everything. They are licensed, they are rabid, they did follow the what they were supposed to do. They needed a little bit of extra time, but they got it done. Otherwise, they were, I had given them an appearance ticket for this week coming to go to court if they didn't do it, so they did what they were supposed to do. Deputy Bayshard said dogs are in good condition, as we had told him. There was one flaw, the dog houses were too small that someone had given them. They're fixing that situation. The one dog, because the weather has changed, was in some water. They're moving that dog house, so the dog will not be in water. And they are outside. If anybody wants to see them, they are in good shape. They're not
malnourished,
anything.
Okay.
Like Deputy Bayshard said, one of them actually is overweight. So. Okay.
All right.
That situation, as of right now, as far as I'm concerned, is pretty much done. Deputy Bayshard has a few more things on his end. He's going to keep in contact with me. But if I could quickly, just because I know that this is such a big issue, I do want to put on record, just so people are aware of what a DCO can do and what my... you know, like what I can do and what I can't do, like the gist of what Agri Market tells me I
right.
can and can't do. Give me a second because I lost the paper.
Okay, well, you're looking for that. Ms. Jewett came to our board meeting last month and I read a letter and asked the board to think about it, about a leash law. And we did look into it. We do have a bylaws committee that we're going to present that to them. They're going to research it and see if it's something that's feasible for the town of Moore. And down the road, if that's what they decide, then you know we'll tackle that. But
absolutely.
You know, it's something that's going to take a little while to research and then you know get to people's feelings. So
yeah.
Just for clarification, it was a tethering. Tethering law.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Essex County has a tethering law. Ulster County has a tethering law. There is some different things about it. We discussed it. You know, Essex County is 8 hours. The dog can't be tied for 8 hours unless the owner is not home. If the owner is working, that dog can be tied because there's nobody there to tie that dog.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's and. A lot of times it can't be enforced. Every state trooper, deputy, whoever I speak with, that's what they're saying is it's hard to enforce that law. I get Ulster County has different things like the chief investigator, but I'm sure the taxes for the town people are up to pay a lot of the things that they do to cover those charges and the cost of investigating and hearsay of neighbors and stuff like that. It's just every town is different, so it would definitely take some research.
Right, well,
everybody
what the research is going to be
like,
about.
How can we enforce this? Is that something we ended up having to do?
Right. I mean, it has to be for the whole town, not just a portion. It's something that's going to benefit the whole town.
Yep. And I understand that people don't like the idea of dogs being tied. I don't like the idea of dogs being tied all day long either. But they're not my dogs, and I can't enforce them. They have been letting them inside at night. People have gone by and said, "Where's the dogs?" They're not outside. The dogs are inside. So they're taking our suggestions, mine and Joe's, the state troopers, the deputies, and they're doing what they're told to do. If it's cold, bring them in. If you don't think they should be outside, bring them in. And that's what they're doing.
Okay.
So really quickly, the DCO does not have the authority to seize a dog from an owner's premises. The only way I can seize that dog is if I get a court order. The state troopers and deputies cannot either. They also have to get court order according to Deputy Bayshard Taylor, I spoke to him. So I mean, it's not, I can't just, I have to follow the Agamark laws, I have to follow the town laws, do what I need to do, but I just can't go and see the dog. I can see the dog if it's running free.
Right.
And take it home with me, put it where it needs to be, but I just can't go and see the dog on somebody's property just because something's wrong.
Okay. All right.
I just wanted to put that out there for everybody that doesn't understand all of that. It's easy to call me up and say, hey, this dog is running, can you go get it? Absolutely, we can do our best. We have the catch poles, we have the traps and stuff, the live traps, do what we can do. But it doesn't always work out like that.
Right.
And okay. We don't catch dogs. Not many times you call, we don't go get dogs.
Or the cats from the trees. You call Todd for that.
And yes, we get those calls.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Beautification. Is anybody here on the beautification?
I think she's just coming in.
Is she? Okay. I'll give her a minute. Youth program. How's the youth program going? Still basketball?
Still basketball. A couple weeks left.
Everything going good?
Yep. Going very good.
Okay. Okay, telling the story, she's still out there too. Fire department. Fire department had 17 calls in the month of February. They have a total of 25 so far this year. They had 15 in the town, two mutual aids. Had five house fires, two motor vehicle accidents, a standby, three trees down, two automatic fire alarms, and two CO alarms. And it was presented by Todd Gumla, the fire chief. EMS, for the month of February, the Champlain EMS had 125 calls. They had 48 in the town of Moores, 41 in the town of Champlain, 31 in the Rosses Point, and five mutual aid. Okay? That's part of the report. Is she coming in? Or? Okay. Code enforcement's not here. Cemetery not here. Old business. Anything under old business? I got nothing under old business. Except for that resolution. Is that under old business?
Mm-hmm. At a regular meeting of the town board of the town of Moores, a municipality with offices at 2508 Route 11 Moores, New York, duly called, a quorum being present, and held at the town hall located in the town of Moores, Clinton County, State of New York, on March 12, 2024, the following resolution was duly adopted and is now in full force and effect. A motion was made to continuously put forth good faith efforts to affirmatively further fair housing. I need a motion in a second.
Okay. A motion to accept that the resolution for the Friends of North Country?
Can I make a motion for that, Jen?
John?
I'll second it.
Ryan, a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Carried.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Okay. Vicki, beautification? Got anything? Put you right on the spot.
Beautification, going well. Veterans Park donations are coming in very, very well. Of course, we need that to keep coming.
Okay, all right.
A big project.
Yes.
We're gonna have a meeting next week, so we should have a little more for you next month.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. New business. A couple things. Got a letter from the planning board. Let me read the letter. The Clinton County recently completed collecting data for the 8-year review of the agricultural district. Proposed modifications to the agricultural district impact the municipality and to their supervisors. Please see the enclosed listing, the proposed partials, the added to the agriculture district. So they're having a hearing tomorrow, let me double check here. Wednesday, March 13th at 5:15 down at the Government Center. For anyone has any questions on the new listings on the agriculture district. I've got a list of it here, anybody wants to look at it. But that is tomorrow at 5:15 down at Clinton County Government Center. Anybody going to get at that? And back to the town. And we got a letter from the Invenergy for the Bull Run Energy. They're getting ready to start checking out the roads and stuff to put up these new windmills that are coming to the town. So just a letter stating that we're going to be reviewing the roads and getting things started to put up the windmills. Okay. And I guess that was it for the, anything else under new business? Anybody got? No? Nothing?
Oh.
No financials?
No, Larry's here.
Larry?
You didn't do the assessor? Okay.
Mr. Assessor, you got anything for the board?
Sure, I always got something to say.
That's what I figured.
I'm afraid of that. I did an update on the whole town business. They haven't been done in 6-8 years. There'll probably be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth comes out. As far as the local people go, I got an update. I changed the value of the land corresponding to more of the county. So all the people who are homeowners here, they might, some will, some won't, depending on breakage, get a slight bump. It amounts to maybe about $2,000, which equivalents to roughly $40 a year more in taxes. Don't guarantee it because I don't work with money. I'm on trust rates. But anyway, we're in good shape. All us older people should retain our exemptions, which is good news for that. We're going to have open night 4 times. They can come in, visit with me, talk to me, plead their case. If they think it's too much, happy to listen. It will be in the paper, probably be in the town newsletter too. What's the days? We want to welcome to come in. Any questions?
Jeez. Yep.
Nobody ever says Joe Biden never asked that question. Yes, I know it is. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Larry. The only other thing I've got is next Wednesday, they have the Conference of Mayors down in Albany. We're going down to meet with the legislator to help to kind of let them know that, you know, New York State needs to quit taking away our money and give it back to the towns. We're struggling. So we got a meeting down there on Wednesday in Albany, so we're going to lobby the legislators and Ms. Hochul, and hopefully they can stop taking our money. So, anything else? Public comment. Anything to say? Good, bad, individual, let us have it.
I'll know.
Go ahead.
First thing I want to say is that I spent several hours on the phone today with 7 animal control officers in Essex County, asking them how they enforce the laws in Essex County regarding dog tethering. I was informed that they have absolutely no problem with tether issues. They have no dogs being left out 24/7, none at all. So when you say that it will not work and it cannot be enforced, that is completely incorrect. I just want to tell you that.
Okay.
Okay? I'm here tonight to address your town supervisor, Mr. Menard. Mr. Menard, you deserve the negative attention you are receiving tonight. We are all here because we have one thing in common. We do not agree with your indifference towards a dog suffering at 2022 U.S. Route 11. These dogs are living tied out in the middle of a field at least 50 yards apart. They have no life whatsoever and live in solitude. I don't care what you've been told. They have been tied out there the entire winter, living through high winds, snow, sleet, freezing rain, you name it, and unimaginable weather conditions. I have now learned that one of the dogs has been chained in the middle of that field for 3 years now, with little to no human contact. The dog is so defeated that it rarely comes out of its doghouse. I've seen it twice ever, until tonight. The German Shepherd mix has been tied out there a year now, put there after the other dog died. That's a year-old puppy, by the way. Who can imagine the hell those dogs have endured? The loneliness, the cold, they are not cared for at all. The whole scenario is absolutely sickening, and every time I drive by there, I feel nauseous. Dogs deserve so much more, Mr. Menard, even if you don't think so. When I first noticed the dogs on Route 11 here in Moores, I emailed you several times very concerned. I received no response back. I couldn't get an animal control officer or anyone else to help the dogs because I kept hearing that they needed food, shelter, and water, and that's all they need. No one looked at their physical condition or bothered to check if they were even licensed. The cold weather and extreme temperatures weren't even considered. I now know that the owners of those dogs are not keeping them alive. Good Samaritans that are here tonight have supplied those dogs with everything they need to survive over the past few years. Hay for bedding, their dog houses, their bowls, tethers, collars, even their food. Without these Good Samaritans, those dogs would be dead. I was told 20 or more people have called Animal Control trying to help these dogs. They are right there on Route 11 for everyone to see as they drive by. They are an advertisement for animal cruelty, Mr. Menard, and you don't seem to care. After getting sick of hearing that Animal Control couldn't help, I began fighting for dog tether laws in the surrounding towns. And finally, I've been trying to change the county laws as well, all because of these dogs. If the current laws wouldn't help them, I was going to change the law. After doing a ton of research, I visited your town meeting with a tether law proposal. When I tried to follow up with you to see if I could answer any questions, again, you didn't return my voicemails or emails or the message I left with your town secretary. You blocked me from answering any questions your board members may have. You decided on your own that the town of Moores didn't need a tether law without consulting the board members. Throughout my research, I found that those dogs could have been removed a long time ago. I tried to notify you, Mr. Menard, and you refused to listen to anything I had to say. You cut me off and wouldn't let me speak. You said that the New York State Ag and Markets, an SPCA lead investigator, and an experienced animal control officer with 12 years on the job, quote, all do not know what they are talking about. You said, quote, I grew up on a farm and they are just animals, and as long as they have shelter, I do not care after that. You said they are just dogs. Up until Deputy Bayshard looked into this, they were something you didn't care about. You then told me to give up and told me I was bordering on harassment, all because I wouldn't give up trying to help these dogs. When in fact, there are many of us who have been trying to help these dogs for a very long time, and we haven't gone anywhere. It's honestly no wonder the animal control officers have such a hard time with such an indifferent town supervisor. Mr. Menard, an actual professional town supervisor does not block the board from receiving information. A professional town supervisor returns messages, doesn't talk over people, fail to listen, and then hang up on them. In my opinion, you have failed badly, and you are not doing your job. You as the town supervisor need to do something about this and stop ignoring everybody here. Don't just leave those dogs suffering for the rest of their lives out in that field. And this is a comment for the owners of those dogs that are out there right now. Nice to see you can actually take them off of a chain for the first time in their lives. I'm surprised you even own a leash. Because of you, I've had to fight for change these county laws, all because you can't take care of your dogs. I'd like to know who on this board told them to come here tonight. That may be the reason they haven't been prosecuted at all. I would also like to ask that the town board members please reach out to me and ask me anything you'd like to know about tether laws. I have spent many hours doing research on this subject. If there is something I don't know, I will be happy to find out for you. I've also spent many hours at the Mountain Mark here in town speaking to members of your community, trying to get a county law in place too. 90% of the people I have spoken to want this law in place. They feel it is cruel to leave dogs tied up 24/7, especially out in the middle of the field where they have no human contact. Board members, please vote in favor of this new tether law and override your town supervisor's very outdated, cruel, and very biased opinion. Your community wants these laws, and those dogs need your help badly. Please expedite the law and get it passed immediately. Every day that goes by, those dogs, and dogs like them, continue to suffer.
So I have something to say, Doug, before you answer. As far as the owners of the dogs out there, they are a member of our community, so they have every right to be at this board meeting. No one told them to go. They wanted to come because they knew town meeting was tonight and they know what is going on. They're not oblivious to what's going on in town. So they wanted to come and they wanted to show that their dogs are in good condition and that, yes, as Deputy had stated, it doesn't matter how the dogs are getting the hay or how the dogs are getting what they're getting, they're being taken care of. Do we agree with it? Maybe not. But it doesn't matter as long as the dogs are taken care of. So nobody told them to be here. They wanted to be here on their own.
Okay.
And it's their right.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, so I'm Sean McLean of the 2116 State Route 11, just up the road here. I would just like to say I hear talk of the money leaving the town. Maybe it's time to clean the town up a little bit, right? I drive around, I see tethered dogs. I see places that are a wreck. Who's gonna move to Moores when no laws are kept? Maybe we need to pass new laws? But anyway, I told you, Jeff, that I'm a Stacy supporter.
Yeah.
I told you that you guys need to pass the law so she can do her job. I'm not here to bash Stacy at all. I support a tether law. I believe Jennifer has done her work diligently, and I wish all of you would call her. Talk to her. I think Morris can do better, and I think you guys can do better, and you guys can start being better.
Yeah, as I said earlier, it's going to be reviewed, and we're going to check it out.
And thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for that. But I didn't come down here just to hear that, right?
So.
Okay. But thank you for that.
You're welcome.
2 years in a row, I've tried to contact that man. I drive by there all the time, and it wasn't warm enough for you to stand out for 10, 15 minutes with a coat on yourself, and those dogs are tied out there. I tried going through different channels. I didn't get anybody. I wheeled right in there. And he did come to the door. Twice I did that. I had driven right through his porch. You do not leave a dog out when it's 20 below, just hanging out there like that. You want to have a dog, then treat it like it's your family. If you don't want to have a dog, then get rid of it.
You're exactly right. You're exactly
right. It's just...
I've got a dog.
It's not like whether it be a cow or a chicken or whatever that your preference is, but I love animals too much to see that. In the dead of summer, if somebody's at Walmart and they got the dog in there and the windows are shut, I'll bust the window. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm here because she asked me to come in. We signed a paper and stuff, and I told her I'd come in and let her know what I knew about that place. Yeah, there's a couple others around here that, you know, has the same issue, but you'll check into that when you figure out what's going on.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? No? Okay. Anything else on the board? No? Okay. Oh, in the back.
I have a cemetery question.
Okay.
2 years ago, Mr. Donaldson's tombstone fell off its podium from the tree hitting it. We talked about it last year. The stone is still down. So I'm bringing it up again this year. This is also a Civil War veteran. So I'd like to see that stone put back up. I talked to a monument place and $200 and that stone can be put back where it belongs. Okay. I'd like to be able to contact him and tell him it's a go.
For $200? Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Myrtle?
Well, you know, the auxiliary will be putting out their newsletter, and I'm asking anybody, the library, the beautification, dog control, the town advisor, the code enforcement, if they want to get on the newsletter that goes out, like they've done in past years. Kendra needs it by April 25th, and it's going out the 1st of May. It's your best way of advertising what you're doing and how to follow rules, and it needs to get to Kendra.
Okay.
Kelly usually
gives right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Anything else? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to close.
Motion.
All right. Second by Carl. All in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming.